controls the spice controls the universe.
Welcome to What Mr. Podcast, episode 116 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. Today's episode is Araby Army Review, Revolution Edition.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, of course. And so it is due, and we're cracking through them. That would make 13 of 23 you've got recorded as is in.
I'm trying to do the first, because there were the original 14, weren't there?
Yeah.
So we'll try to do the original 14, then we'll look at doing the non-original stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think there's this one left, and then I think it might be, was it fucking Albion or something was in the first lot? It's another kind of, it's Kislev.
Yeah.
But Kislev, we need some input from the Jim the Gent.
Yeah.
I've never fucking played them. I played against them,
I never used them, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. And he plays it in a very Jim way.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be talking about Araby. Yep. I have played them, I've got an Araby army.
Yeah, and I've played against them. I haven't used the model, as in used the army, but I've played against it enough, you know, to know what I would choose. And I've come with a written army list and how I would play it. I don't know if it's different from Barry's, but
I watched a YouTube report just before we're recording. Now we're recording on the ninth, about 1:30. I watched a YouTube report, which we'll talk about. But the scenario had a lot of shit in terrain. Which means that my Albion list I probably wouldn't bring to that event because I'm not good at getting into terrain and getting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be, I need some good infantry to do that kind of job.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what have you been doing, Paulus? It's been a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, it has been.
It has.
What have I been up to? Well, a lot of my free time at the moment has been taken finishing a module at the university for this slow grow masters I'm on. So the assignment date was due tomorrow. So I've been working on that assignment, which I've just handed. I've submitted electronically this morning, so it's nice to have that burden off my shoulders, in a sense. So that's been good. I've been doing quite a bit of painting as well. Painting. And the thing that's on my painting table at the moment is Lord of the Rings stuff, because I'm playing in a Lord of the Rings event on Saturday.
Woo!
And the first one
day?
Yeah, just the first one in Harlow's Game Club, which is a small little game club in a small little place close to Chelmsford. It's their first attempt at a first go at a rings event, and then so it's only 600 points, and you don't have to bring two different good and evil forces if you don't want to. But I am, and they already plan to, like, because they sold it out. They plan to do bigger ones, like up to 800. So this one's only 600 points. But yeah, so I'm just, I wrote some lists on a game system I've never played competitively before.
Okay.
And I'll probably get my face pushed in. But,
have you skewed it? Or tried to be general? Because I think skewing is probably the way to go.
I don't know. Well, what I've done is, I'm using the models I want to use. And, my evil force is a bunch of black Numenoreans led by, this time, the Mouth of Sauron.
Nice.
With some ring rays. So the whole lot causes terror, which means if your models want to attack my models, they have to take a courage test. Some armies, they've got great courage and they're barely going to fail that. Other armies that could be, and this is
evil armies have lower courage.
So this is an evil army, so it's going to only play against good armies.
Well, not necessarily.
What?
Not necessarily, because he's not enforcing good and bad.
Oh yeah, well,
so you might play against another evil army.
So I'm taking both good and evil.
You're good.
Because
you're friendly. Good for you, sir.
Uh-huh.
So, and your other force is Gondor.
Is Minas Tirith Gondor, and I've gone for a bigger warband of Faramir and his rangers with some Osgiliath veterans, which looks really cool. I finished painting that, and then a smaller warband of Boromir, Cat of the White Tower, with his banner. Some Minas Tirith warriors and some Citadel Guard and then an Avenger Bolt Throw, and that's it. And the armies are, like, say 600 points, and I've gone quite hero heavy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So to me, these armies look very small, but I don't know what. Yeah, but it is a game system where you could take, 600 points would only probably be Aragorn, Boromir, and maybe and Legolas and a few hobbits. It's not a big, some model count fractions can be tiny.
Yeah, the army of the deck would be minuscule.
Yeah, and in fact, I played against Rid at the club, and he, you know, well, on Wednesday recently, and he used, he was using Army of the Dead, so it was Aragorn, King of the Dead, and some dead.
Yeah.
You know, my, even my elite black Numenoreans outnumbered him. But yeah, it didn't go well for me because Aragorn just cut right through.
You'll do that.
I tried, basically. So I'm not bothered about. As in, I just want to enjoy the games. Yeah,
that's, okay, like, that's yeah, my that's my philosophy on this.
And but I've picked up some cool little accessories.
Can I tell you now?
Yes.
That I judge the success of a war game at the moment on the number of widgets available and how many people are using said widgets. Now you've got fucking widget maps.
I think
you've gone too far on the widget. I'm being honest.
I'll be unique in the widgets here.
Because you've actually got fucking widgets for each character.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
so,
hold the dice for the character.
Exactly. Yeah, and because that's the point of the characters in this game system have a wounds count, the number of wounds they can take, and then they have the might, will, fate. People record it on paper. Well, somebody's designed in their home 3D printer a little tray that is spoke for each character. Yeah,
There's nothing I can say. It's nice speed of kit. It's completely and utterly superfluous to the game. It takes up massive amounts of room on the table and in your bag and stuff for each one. If you got that one of each, for each
like masses of room
compared to the size of the game.
Nah.
If you look at how many models you can take them. Yeah, I reckon when the tokens are equal in capacity of carrying. Like, what was that fucking Guild Ball game?
Batman game.
Dave Downs.
He had
like a fucking suitcase full of. He never even played the game.
Yeah.
And oh my god.
So, I mean,
this is fantastic. The fact that people are willing to buy this stuff for the game shows the game.
And
people
also, this same guy, who came from Australia, has done these little widgets.
No name, yeah. Australian man. Aussie man.
What's it? It's similar on Facebook. Is it? And one of these, it's similar to the bases that I'm using my rings models for. It's just, it's a one man show based out of Facebook, selling off Facebook.
Cool.
He's also done, anyway, the guy with the widgets has also done these ones for seeing whether a model's trapped or not. Because in rings, the models fight. The model loses, backs off an inch, and then rolls to see if they get killed.
Mm-hmm.
If the model can't retreat an inch because of other models, they're trapped and they don't move, and they have twice the amount of attacks damage on them, which is massive.
Like being knocked down.
It's a big deal, and but you can be pushed back in any direction. So the classic thing of the game is if you surround a normal-sized model with three other models the same size of it, you trap it, and you're
in the right way.
In the right way, and that's fact. But it does.
It's science.
But you can't. Yeah. You can move one other friendly model out the way to make way for the model that's pushed back, and it can get a little tricky. And this is just a very simple little base widget that just give you can show you whether it's got the movement.
So this is the only way you kill big stuff is you pin it in three, like whatever that.
Yeah.
If you imagine a triangle, equilateral triangle, and you put one at the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, rings. It looks one good on the table because obviously its fluff is really nice. And it's a skirmish game, but it does show a very nice ebb and flow of battle because where the battle lines meet, models get beaten and pushed back, and the superior force starts ebbing around the sides and things, which is it's a very nice core game system at its heart. But it is, ultimately, it just comes down to if you've got better fight value, that's the important thing.
So I don't know if I talked about the fact I played Rids exact same game, mm-hmm. and I think it was at 600 points as well.
Yeah.
And I played him with Isengard.
Mm-hmm.
So Isengard, the biggest problem they have is their heroes are a bit shit.
Yeah.
They're just like generic. Lurtz is your best boy unless you're going for Saruman, isn't it?
Saruman.
The white.
Yeah.
But he's too many points, he doesn't do enough. So the Army of the Dead were fucking brutal. Because he had the King of the Dead, which made my courage one.
Yeah.
One on my orcs and two on my Uruk-hai.
Yeah.
So I was having to roll nine with the war riders.
It's not likely to attack.
No.
Yeah.
So just stand there, hello. And then when he was rolling to wound, he's rolling against my courage.
Yeah.
So he's wounding my entire army on threes.
Yeah.
Aragorn,
when
he wasn't doing Aragorn was rolling fours and the rest of his army was rolling threes.
Hmm.
Because that's how brutal it was. And I was having to roll six, because the defense eight.
Yeah, yeah.
So not slouches.
Yeah. It's good.
But luckily, I had some crossbows.
Yeah.
And I had Lurtz and the, whatever the, there's a character that has a crossbow. And I managed to roll enough sixes to mean that when it got to close combat, I could swarm round it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's to say, it's what it has going for it as a game system is that it does have, it has its 12 match play scenarios, which I like.
Yeah, that's good.
It has tons of, I think, the most factions I can think of in a game system. Okay, you could say there's two. You could say there's good and evil.
Well, that's how it used to be a long time ago.
But actually, there is something like over 40. You know,
plus the legendary list.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I like that too. It's as I say, as it plays, it's quite simple, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it balances well.
I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say it balances well because you haven't seen it.
I'll probably lose all four games
because 40k, as we've talked about many times. When that was first came out, they're throwing a lot of stuff at this. Yeah. It's really good fun. You know, we got fucking roll buckets of dice, laugh. But then you try and take it out into the world playing tournament style. It's like,
there's way too many variables. I mean, but I touch wood. I hope that Rings isn't nearly as extreme as that because you. But we'll find out. I mean,
But they're throwing out. You're talking about there's a lot of lists, and they throw out a lot of lists.
I'm playing in this event because I'm available, because lucky I can. And
you've got no family commitment.
Well, no, it's very lucky that I can. and it's, I just enjoy it.
So you're away the next 2 weekends.
I'll probably end up playing Conrad. You know, he's playing at it.
Oh, like Conrad.
He's there. Yeah, Conrad and Matt.
Matt.
Oh, is it Matt? Yeah, no. His mate is always
Nick.
Sorry, Nick, yeah.
Tottenham fan Nick. Yeah. Liverpool fan Conrad. So, you'll never listen to this, but it's a good final. That was part of what I was going to talk about, football. Anyway, so anything else happened in Poland?
Well, obviously.
You played a game yesterday. I don't know what it was.
No, I was at work yesterday.
Oh?
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching football yesterday.
No. But I might be playing Rid at our second game of Rings tonight. Might happen. We'll see what he's doing later.
One of the things I'm doing is I'm building towards a game with Nick called Battle Group, which is it's an old Forge World game, apparently.
Was it? Hmm?
Like, of in this same scale as Flames of War, but a little bit denser.
15 mil, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit denser with rules and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but we're not there yet for that one. What's been happening in my Lord of the Rings, plus Rid, we talked about that. Have you seen the Avengers yet, Endgame?
No.
Fuck, can't talk about that then.
We can talk about Game of Thrones.
Hey, don't watch Spider-Man trailer, the new one.
Oh, okay, right.
No, seriously.
Okay.
Because, they've started spoiling events after.
Oh, Endgame. Okay, right, okay.
That's bad.
Okay. All right.
Right, so Game of Thrones, do you want to touch on this quickly?
Yeah, so...
Because you're still fanboy. I love the fact you just... Quantity is a quantity.
I think you're being too harsh.
I am harsh.
Yeah, I'm being too harsh.
I think that until the point where they reached the end of the books,
yes,
yeah. they had a roadmap of where to go.
Yeah.
And they could fuck about a little bit and piss off the book guys by going slightly off fucking kilter. Mm-hmm. But now they've just gone off a fucking cliff. It's just like, we don't care, we've got to wrap this up, we're just going to do like cheap shock tactics like that fucking dragon dying. What the fuck was that? I swear to God. Like, the odds of hitting it with three consecutive arrows shot from three...
One was through the neck. One was a kill shot.
It was a fucking headshot. And they appear to be coming in horizontal. Mm. So, I mean, that is some fucking good... Because they've got to go up and then level off.
I mean, they can't have practiced on anything remotely difficult to fire at like that.
So, I mean, it's only moving 200 miles an hour in 3D. Don't worry about it. Ships wobbling up and down on the waves.
Yeah.
You're on sat back.
I mean,
it's just laid back.
The accuracy of that was impressive.
I mean, it was a good shot, man. And you've got the fact that Daenerys was floating around, like several hundred meters up in the air,
and obviously surprised,
dreaming about Jon in bed.
Exactly. It's like she can see everything. Yet she didn't see the fleet.
They were hidden behind a rock or something.
It's like, okay, yeah, all right. I mean, but they had to make Cersei a credible threat, and that is the way you do it.
She always was a credible threat, Cersei.
Yeah, but like, nobody touched the dragons at all, apart from the Night King. Yeah, so if even though their army is still only lost half of the army at the episode 3, only half of them died. Seemed more.
Just half of them died, yes. The other half were they were foraging.
They?
Foraging. Yeah, they were out gathering the wood.
They weren't in the battle being because there weren't anybody left.
I'll tell you what, half the Dothraki did not survive.
Yeah, I mean... So we just switched that episode 3, and you're like, okay, so you look at... I mean, I did love that it got linked on the Warmaster group, and we were like discussing the tactics of it.
And it's like,
okay, I mean, it's a fantasy world with dragons and zombies. I mean, like, there ain't no medieval tactics for using them. But it is, I mean, it was full of, like, remarkable blunders.
I'm pretty sure the Night King's tactics were better, and he's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
So you got all these great minds, and your great minds came up with, let's have the light cover the front, obviously. That's where you put them.
Yeah, not the flanks.
No, fuck that. Face on, and then behind those, artillery.
Oh, of course, because, you know, that repels infantry well.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. So artillery on the front, trebuchets, static.
Yeah. No standing and firing for them.
Oh, fuck that. Behind that, infantry, obviously.
Yeah.
To protect the back of the trebuchets.
The back of the trebuchets.
Behind the infantry, flaming trenches.
Yeah, just because we don't want them to retreat.
No, we don't want them in front of us.
Yeah.
Don't defend those.
No.
Trap our retreat.
Yeah.
With the fucking flaming trenches.
The thing is...
And then on the top of the walls, nobody.
No. And when all the dead are standing there, like, watching the fire, don't shoot them.
No, don't have boiling oil.
No.
Or, like, fucking, you could have fragments of dragon glass shooting down at them. Or anything. Just stand there and wait for them to crawl up the fucking walls. Oh, my God.
The point of it was, it's a counterpoint there, is that the Dothraki don't know how to fight in any other way. Like, they just charge. You know, like, you can...
Well, maybe the hands were burned. Yeah, like, flaming swords.
They just go, right?
They're not
siege troops. You know, like, and then... And the what it should, like, the Dothraki, strangely, were in front of their defences, you know, but they showed real discipline.
Yeah.
But the point is, none of it mattered, anything mattered, until the Night King was assassinated. Yeah, like, none of it... Because it doesn't matter how many of yours you drop, or his whites... They're whites, aren't they? They drop, he'll raise your guys back again. He can replenish his numbers.
He did.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. Casualties don't matter.
He did when Jon Snow had about 250 million men.
The only thing that had made any impact at all was they damaged his dragon, which was, you know, it had half its face, wasn't it, ripped and stuff. So that was damaged. But, you know, that's the only thing.
I mean, the dragons did some work for
them. Yeah. But it doesn't matter how many of the chaff they kill, because it would just get more.
It did. He brought more.
And in a sense, it's like, it shows that, you know, he's a necromancer. It shows that it's impossible to fight the guy unless you impersonate a White Walker and get close to him and assassinate him.
That's it. That's what you have to do. Faceless woman.
But
the point where Wormsy kill all these Unsolid by pulling their drawbridge up, you can like, mate. He put this fucking drawbridge in.
He had half of them somewhere else.
I know he now had half of them. But where has he built that?
Yeah.
Tactical genius. Yeah. Why don't you put it in front of your fucking
I don't know. I mean, really what they should have done is just loaded everybody onto the castle walls. And that was the only tactic they could go with.
Yeah, fucking trebuchet behind the rings of fire. Not one ring, like rings of fire. Oh, no. Get them up front.
I mean, the amount of dead that was still going at the end, it didn't matter. Like, as in, they were overwhelmed. Like, I don't know why on their planning or their very Warmaster table, while they even went to the trouble of putting down all the enemy tokens.
It was just like,
yo, what's the point of doing that?
And we've held off
the poor little kid who had to, like, make all those little tokens. Just like, why can't you just say...
There's a lot.
Like,
we don't have many.
Like, why do I have to make 200 little tokens like for this?
It was just like, oh man. And then the thing where, you know, I'm not Jon Snow, don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone,
he's not Jon Snow. That's like, oh, come on.
Yeah. And that secret kept a long time.
So that secret lasted about 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
And then Tyrion decides to go back to plead again for Daenerys. Yep. Why would Cersei surrender at this point?
Nah, there's no point. She thinks.
So what the fuck is he doing? Going there? When he thought about surrendering? No, it's just a way to find.
Do you know when they showed that scene
of
Daenerys, outside? You know, like when they go to bar. I thought that was all the Dothraki that were left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all it was.
And the fucking dragon.
And it's like, and they're just like, oh my god,
they got
nobody left.
That is all they got.
No, so well, they got half.
Half.
That means 4,000.
Maybe half means a different word
in
Valyrian. Maybe that is half.
Anyway, it was. I'm enjoying it. Barry's too critical.
You know when you get to like James Bond?
Yes.
And James Bond's just a series of set pieces.
Yes.
And it's just, we need to find a mechanism for moving you from point A to B.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be fucking believable. He finds something, a clue, he moves to point B. Mm-hmm. That's what it is now. So we have to find a way of killing Missandei. We've got all, Missandei. We've got all these, we've got this lovely set.
No.
Let's have Tyrion and Daenerys come back and plead again. For what point? Why didn't Cersei just kill them all? War well, over. There we go, move on.
Well, yeah.
Like, yeah. There's only about 50 of them.
Yeah, I mean, if they were that good with those scorpions at sea, why don't you just nail Drogon there and then?
War finished.
Yeah. War done.
I just feel sad. I was always going to feel sad that it was just going to go off a cliff.
Oh, you're too harsh.
Come on, man.
It's gone off a cliff.
It's gone off a cliff.
It's not. None of it has been as
it
bad.
It went off a cliff in season 7,
none of it has been as bad as that marathon episode. Like the season 7. Yeah,
the walking. The walking.
That. None of it is as bad as that.
It is all as bad as that.
I know.
It is.
Too harsh. Too harsh. Anyway, let's get to the topic.
It is. Anyway, fuck the topic. Game of Thrones. Yep. It's 2 more weeks. That's all it is, isn't it?
Two weeks.
This is apparently the big battle.
Yeah, that was nothing, though. Episode 3 was nothing.
We'll see. We'll see. So we're on to the week in War Master.
Yes.
You haven't got on your list because you've been too early.
Yeah.
So I've got it all here.
Oh, okay, cool.
So have you seen the Cromarty Forge Skaven?
Yes, yeah.
Even though Jezels.
Totally. They look great. I've been in communication. Yeah, well. Oh, but yeah, so there isn't released a date of when they're.
Because he's doing them in metal.
Yeah.
So can I talk to him about him? He's doing them in metal, so he wants to have the metals in his hand to know that then they can be reproduced.
Yeah.
Because he's doing 3D sculpted, then it's going to be printed, turned into metal masters, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you can fucking do it, it's a game changer because these things look nuts.
Yeah, they do look really good. Like, my God, I would change my Skaven out to them immediately.
You'd make a fucking killing as well selling your Skaven. There was a fella called Joe. This is most of this stuff's on the War Master Facebook page that I scraped this from. So he's trying to organise an Australian and New Zealand event.
Good.
So there's a little vote up there. Mm-hmm. So if you're in that. Antipodean, get a word.
Yeah.
Come on, get yourself down there. Mm-hmm. Play some games. 3D printed terrain. Have you seen this stuff? There's even a...
Comments from the man, the legend.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this. Was this this Roman fort?
No. I think it was like some medieval houses.
Oh, really? Yeah. Quickly open up that link then, Barry.
Black Scrolls Games. I like the first time. They're doing, from Budapest, Hungary, they're doing 3D printable medieval buildings. I think they're 28 mil, but he's scaling them down to 10 mil for the War Master.
I mean, it's amazing pledge money. He's taken 28 grand for when he wanted 2 grand. You know,
well, the amazing thing about this kind of fucking Kickstarter...
Is that dollars, isn't it? Or is that pounds? £1,000. Yeah.
That's good. That converts for us.
Yeah.
So the amazing thing about this kind of Kickstarter is that there's no production costs.
No.
Because you're just buying the STL files and then to print it at home.
Everything's done.
It's like profit. All profit. No.
I mean, surely...
No production for me.
Surely, if you can design this stuff, you must be able to make loads of money off this. Mustn't you?
Well, what's kind of... getting my attention is how many backers there are.
Yeah.
So how many people have access to 3D printers that are willing to spend...
That is worldwide.
Yeah, that's like $10 per file.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Mm. It's amazing work, man.
Yeah.
Black Scrolls Games. This could definitely be the future. If people could, like, we'll talk about Cromarty Press or what were they called? Cromarty Forge?
Do we know anybody who has a 3D printer?
Mr. Cromarty Forge, for a start.
Right, okay.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
And I think Chris Hall's got one. Yeah. So... if you can make STL files that then people print out and they'll pay you just for access to the files, then 3D sculpt it. I know that I could do it. But
Fair play to it, man.
That's just wham bam, thank you, man. Mm-hmm. Right, so what else is on our list of things? So get yourself into whatever that was called. Black Scrolls Games. Yeah, and even Rick was commenting. Rick and I
Priestley
painted up, so would I.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing at 10 mil, but yeah, fantastic. What else we got on? We have the 3D printed Skaven. Shit, there's more Skaven going on. Did you see these ones?
No.
What the fuck are these? There is so much going on in the Walmart. I've never seen there is that one. No, further up here.
Ah, oh, right. Yeah.
Ratty Zap Zap Cannon.
Ratty Zap Zap Cannon.
Nathan J. Hunt. Rat Swarms. Swarms.
Yeah.
Screaming Bells.
Screaming Bells.
Doom Wheels.
Doom Wheels. Yeah.
So again, I think this is a case of somebody selling on the whatever that thingiverse. They sell in these files.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you buy the file, you print your shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much a 3D printer is. I don't know how much it costs to get
or the
good
material
quality.
To get
the resin the you resin. Print in or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like the world's changing.
World is changing.
I mean, they did say
you can live in the new world or die in the old world.
Yeah. They did say this about like having home printers and printing your own photos, which turned out to be ridiculously uneconomical to print your own photos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it may be a similar thing here that they can never get the cost price down to anything that's even remotely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it may put a ceiling on how much people can charge.
Like, yeah.
It may be GW could never charge £20 for a model anymore.
Cause no, because you could just print it at home for £5.
Or £2.
Or whatever,
or £1 or whatever the number is.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting times. And I can't believe that. I mean, I was going through those. Jesus, there's a lot of stuff. So we have
Warmonger
Wing Huskers. They're on pre-order.
Yep.
They look nice.
Yeah.
Dancing Yak Chaos Dwarf Kickstarter's coming there.
Oh, good.
So there's a Chaos Dwarf. There's some, what's that? That's Kislev. And there's potentially two bits of Skaven knocking around.
Two sources of Skaven models, yeah.
Jeez.
It's a good thing you cornered the market for demons.
Well, I wouldn't call it cornering. Good job, I didn't leave it too much longer.
Yeah, too much longer because somebody else
no fucking
beat you to it.
Right, and then we have to talk about a YouTube report. Now, that's something Paul's been bellyaching about, YouTube report.
Yes, I want to do that.
Well, this is really good. If you're willing to edit it, you can film away, fella.
Okay.
Because the way Ian's done it...
Yeah, it was still shots.
So he did a long preamble explaining the army list and the scenario and the table and the scenery and everything. Literally everything, the brigading.
Yeah.
And then he went through turn by turn, taking pictures and showing it. It was a lovely thing.
Yeah.
17 minutes long. You can find it. If you go onto YouTube and type Ian, that's I-A-I-N, M for M, standing, so IAINMSTANDING, you'll find the web report there. 18 minutes of Warmaster.
Yeah.
Pass it on. Mm-hmm. It's good. So, I mean, I can't believe how much is going on. I'm getting to, it's getting to the point where if we leave it 2 weeks, there's too much stuff to cover.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
Attention. If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So we're talking today about the Araby Review.
Yes.
Araby Review, Revolution Edition. Is it fluff, fella?
There is.
Is it bollocks, fella?
Well,
is it Alibaba and the 30 Thieves?
Yeah, it is.
Or 30,000.
It is. I'm afraid. So there was Araby has always been in the Warhammer world, like map. They never did a official Warhammer army for Araby.
Something like Cathay and Nippon.
Yeah. So they never did like this is the Warhammer army's official book. There was unofficial books.
Right.
But they never did a range of 28mm models for them.
Right.
So in that sense, Warmaster pioneers it because the examples of what fantasy. Warhammer Araby models look like, the only source is Warmaster.
Yeah.
Is that from 2000, I don't know when the army was made, those models, was it 2006? Or whatever. But
between 2000 and 2010,
that's the only source of images. So the fluff of them, essentially, I can read it through. There's a page, I've got a page of fluff that was in the book. But it's like,
I'm pretty sure it's horse shit.
Yeah, it's not rooted in really any major history. The only essentially major takeaway with the fluff is that it's where it's located is next to Nagash's home, Nagash's home country.
So they have it rough.
And they get messed up by Nagash quite badly. And only the fact that they're just like most of their place is desert do any of them survive.
So they live by distance.
There is a Sultan of Araby, But really, it's a bunch of independent city-states and tribes.
So they don't have any legendary characters or anybody. They don't have any Carl Franz or any legendary
I got the source from what is in Warmaster and also Warhammer Wikipedia.
Right.
There is some notable characters, but they don't do anything significant in the Warhammer timeline because they don't, you know, they're not really, they're not very well fleshed out at all as a faction. They're humans who have access to some their own version of their magic, but they are literally the copy of Disney, like what, you know. What was the film?
It's called Aladdin. I love it.
It's Disney Aladdin.
It's back, like, they, Will Smith.
They take every stereotype of of guys of what Araby is. You know, but they, and their major contribution to the world was getting messed up by Nagash, and then but still existing afterwards. It's still
just getting their face pounded over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's hard to beat the dead.
Yeah, I think they had a really rough part of the world, didn't they? They had Nagash on one side, and they're like ogre kingdoms above them.
So where it's located is, it's just like basically they were the way to any other real nation is through Neklakken, which was Nagash's, and the rest of it's just just the ocean that's around them. But most of the area that is called Araby is just a desert, which is a great. And then there's some independent city states, which means the population would be very sparse. That's cool. And they tick stereotypes. So
they tick stereotypes.
So if you want, the one page fluff that's really all there is to say about it is in the Warmaster Armies book. And I've summarised it sort of there. And there's a Warhammer Wikipedia has quite a bit more. But
this was in the great fluff. What do we call it? Hoovering up.
Yes.
So where they were just looking for fluff, Bretonians, just chuck any old shit in. Basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're not going to write our own IP, we're just going to hoover stuff up.
Yeah,
legend.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fiction, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, good stuff. So, army list, sir.
Yes, I have an army list. So should we just quickly talk through the units and what the ranges are, and then we go through our army list?
The army list. Yeah, so... we're going to talk about any changes that happened in Revolution, which were absolutely minimal.
Minimal for Araby because they're a human army with a lot of infantry types, that a lot of units that are direct parallels to another human race. We'll quickly just skip over them right now.
Okay, so the first unit is basically halberdiers.
Yeah.
So if you know what a halberdier is,
so it's your
this is what they got.
There is no army rule unique to the Araby. There's no core army rule. There's no Araby army rules.
No.
Basically, so they're a generic race for that. They follow all the
well, they're a variant on Empire.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's a variant on Empire, but they follow no undead core rules or Skaven core rules. There's no change to core Warmaster. So they're a living, they've got initiative. Yeah, it's as written. So your spearmen are your equivalent of your halberdiers. Your 3-3-6 armour for 45 points, minimum 2, maximum nothing. No special rules, that's your halberdiers. The bowmen, infantry, are also your 3-1, 3-0, 55 points. Exact 2 minimum, 2 minimum, no maximum. Exactly the same as your halberdiers and crosswomen for Empire.
Yeah, so, and it's the same minimums. Everything is the same. It's like...
The only thing that's different is what they're called.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. But it is what it is.
Then you have guards. So this is your 3-3-5 profile, which comes in not 60 points, 65, because they get a special rule called guards.
Guards!
The Sultan's guards are so unquestionably loyal that they will obey the first order given to them each turn on the command roll of 10 or less, as long as the order comes from the general himself. No penalties are applied, and that is only in effect when the unit is all brigade only of guards.
Okay, so that was the most fucking corner case rule in the history of rules.
Yes.
And it used to be, they were 70 points.
Yes.
Which was just nuts, though, because... Yeah. What's so important about this first order? That A, you have to brigade them on their own.
Yep.
B, you have to use your general.
Yep.
And then you get to do it an order on a 10. A 10.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What's that first order going to be? You can do half the things you're going to want to do with infantry on initiative anyway.
Yes. Yep. So there you go.
So we made it cost five.
Yeah.
And I still think it's probably still expensive, but you've got to cost it.
But it's five points is the minimum cost.
Yeah, but something. So yeah. It's got to have some cost. That was the cost.
Yeah. Then you have knights, which are 3, 3, 4, 110 points. No min, no maximum. Exactly the same as the Empire list. These are 4 plus armor knight, the human knights. Then you've got Desert Riders, Cavalry, who are 3-1, with 6 3 hits and 6 up armour. These are 80 points, and they don't... Desert Riders have a shooting range of only 15 centimetres, and that's all round. So they will benefit from the light cavalry rules.
They are effectively goblins also, man.
Yes, they. But they got 3 attacks instead of 2 in that case. They are light cavalry.
And they got some armour.
Because they've got 6 up armour, makes them light cavalry. And because they've got 15 centimetre range, makes them able to run away from even other light cavalry.
Right.
Yeah, so they will benefit quite a bit from, like, you know, the Warmaster Revolution changes. What are you writing there, Barry?
I'm just checking the price or something.
Mm-hmm. Next unit is Camel Riders. So these are medium cavalry. 3 with 1 shot, 3 attacks, 5 up armour. They weigh in at 100 points. You can have no minimum and maximum of 2. And they have Camel Riders, so they have the rule of... They always have a -1 to command, but they don't suffer any penalties for distance.
And they can be commanded by anybody, yeah?
Yeah, command by anybody. So they're always at -1 command. Doesn't matter, though. You never factor in range. So they don't need a character near them because it doesn't do anything for them.
So they're a very interesting unit.
Yeah, they're a very different unit.
Because
they've got a ranged attack, and that ranged attack is 30 centimetres. Yeah, so they're quite different. They're not light cavalry because they've got 5 up armour. They're not heavy cavalry because they've got 4 plus armour. They're that minimum ground, medium cavalry, but with a 30 centimetre range attack and this other unique rule. So you can compare them sort of to pistoliers, but... They're
flexible, aren't they?
The range 10.
Mm. But they're 5 up armour.
5 up armour. Mm.
So they got these are a unique.
They're a unique unit.
Because they've got 5 up armour with a 30 centimetre range.
Yeah.
So they're not Reavers.
No.
What are the
Reavers?
High of Reavers.
High of Reavers because they've got range.
Up armour.
Yeah, they've got 6, so they're light cavalry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also got the troll special rule.
Yes, but
not troll.
Not yeti. Troll. Yes, yeti rule. Yes, he rule. Yeah.
Trolls are just fucking dicks.
Trolls just have a negative and no benefit.
No
benefit. Yeah, so they're quite a unique unit. Then you've got the magic carpets. Here we go. Right, so they're listed as type cavalry. 1 range, 1 close combat attack, 2 shooting attacks, 6 up armor, 3 base, then 3 models in a base. Hits 3. And then they have this rule of saying magic carpets, they can fly, but they're not natural flyers because they're magic carpets. So they can actually be, they're listed as cavalry because that will give them the basing correctly as you want, as in long ways, but they can be chased by anything. Yeah, they can't avoid anything for
pursuit. They're not monsters, is what
they're not monsters. Yeah, so but they, and it's interesting how this army listed it. It's like, so they're cavalry for the basing type, but they can be chased by anybody, and they've got a range 15. They're quite weird, you know, magic carpets. 2 shooting attacks each, so that means a unit puts out 6 attacks at range 15. They can fly, so you can move them 100 centimetres. You never want them to charge, because they have 1 attack. Yeah,
they have 2 when they charge, I guess, but you never want them to charge.
You never want them to charge. No. They're a bit... They're not like anything else, either. They're quite unique, because they're a flying unit that doesn't go into combat.
But they have a really short fence.
Yes. Yeah.
And they
the
shoot
narrow
6.
Frontage. Yeah, they shoot 6.
So if you put 2 of them together, that's shooting 12.
It is.
That will decimate an artillery brigade.
Yes, it should do. It should wipe out whatever they hit.
You might even be able to... A cannon and a half from each unit.
You might even get lucky. You might even take 2 units off because the first one would drop, get 4 hits in. Yeah, you might even.
Yeah, or I'd put them behind... Each behind a cannon unit and take off at least 1 standoff each, if not more, and then push them all over.
So they didn't benefit from any revolution changes, but they are quite... like Camel Riders, they're quite a unique unit.
And also they're very good at being stand and shoot.
Yes, because they're just full effect.
Yeah, so there's no 1 when they get charged, they shoot 2.
2. So then we have the Rockstars, Elephants, Monsters, 5 attacks, 4 hits, and 5 up armor. 200 points you get for pay for that. They cause terror. They can't be they can't ever be brigaded by cavalry, but they can go with other elephants or infantry. And if they ever get confused, they go onto this unique Elephant Stampede chart, which...
With like Giant Goes Mad.
Giant Goes Mad, and it can they're a unit that can get confused and end up attacking your own troops. And again,
which a giant can as well.
And again, they're uniquely Arab-y. I think their closest thing would be your heavy, your mounted
Rhinox Riders.
Yeah, or Chaos Knights, sort of. I mean, they hit really hard with 5 attacks each, monsters, so 7 on the charge, means 21 from the unit. I mean, in 2 rounds, 21 attacks. Then you win, then you follow up. You should annihilate anything in 2 rounds of combat.
Well, the thing that's different to these, and they do have a neg trait, the confusion is a pain in the ass.
Yes,
and if you can find a way to sneakily confuse them, like using a spell or something, or whatever, then they can be a real handful.
They can be real bad, because if these things end up, the same way they annihilate what they charge, they'll annihilate
your own. But it's your infantry. Your infantry's going to get vaporized.
Yeah, it's just dumb. Delete them.
They cause terror.
Yeah.
So you've got your unit of halberdiers getting charged by a unit of these.
Yeah.
Because of the way they're short-faced, you're going to get 4 attacks.
Yeah.
And you're going to take 21 attacks.
21 back, yeah.
And then it's going to happen again the next turn. You're going to do 4 attacks.
You'll get, maybe 6, 12, 18. Say they don't pursue that far, but yeah. It could easily go...
It could be more than 21.
They're brutal. They are brutal.
I mean, they might struggle against heavily armoured stuff.
Yes.
Maybe, but these fucking
They're monsters, so you can't give them magic items. Yeah, which I...
The elephants. What can you say about elephants?
You have the hero setup of human human generals of 9, heroes 8, and wizards 7. Then we'll just quickly talk about their mounts. So you can put a flying carpet, which is a 10-point flying upgrade. You can get an elephant mount, so that makes the character can't join cavalry.
Yeah,
can does cause terror and adds another.
I think that's wrong. I think that's 2 attacks. I think I don't know when you printed this. That's what I was one of.
Oh, okay,
I think that's pretty much.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's plus 2 attacks.
Yeah, it should
because it's not flying or anything.
Yeah, it's not flying.
Just 2 attacks of terror.
And then you have this Djinn. Well, I'm not sure how you pronounce it.
Djinn,
which is a monster mount, which adds 2 close combat attacks and 2 shooting attacks. A wizard can be mounted on it, but it doesn't have to be. It can be another character. It can fly. And if it is a wizard that's with it's mounted on this, it improves one of their spells by a +1 to cast. The Curse of the Djinn.
I mean, it's a lot of points, but it does a lot of stuff. It's like a little dragon, isn't it?
It is, basically. I mean, the two shooting attacks is quite unique for a character mount. It is,
Little dragons have 3.
Yeah, but it's not getting extra shooting attacks. It's the remit of only really mostly dragons.
Yeah, yeah.
So the spell selection is pretty cool. Sandstorm, I really like. It's 4+ to cast. Gives you the -1 bubble of 30 centimetres.
That could be really fucking painful.
I really like Mirage.
Because this is a -1 on its own.
Yeah.
Not enemy near negative
one. Yeah, yeah.
This is a stacking fucking...
So if your infantry are coming at you, they'll end up with at least -2 for an order. And that'll be
if you put your flyers put flyers behind though, and then this that's -2.
That's -2.
I mean, before the days of you get your free half pace move, this was fucking fast break.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So I really like the second spell, Mirage. Easier to cast than 4+. Creates a fake unit which is in existence. Of infantry. They call it infantry or cavalry or monsters. It doesn't really matter. You represent a unit, but it is then the thing that it is counted for things like initiative. And it will disappear when the enemy touches it. But say you have troops that must charge, they'll charge this.
Yeah.
Pull them out of position.
Perfect. Maybe you've got cannons that have to shoot.
Yeah.
Make them shoot this.
Make them shoot this. Doesn't matter.
Or my favourite, hide them in some woods.
Yeah.
So they know they're there.
Yeah.
But they affects their initiative. No, the commands and stuff. But they can't get to them without going in the fucking woods.
Yeah. Beautiful unit. It's a beautiful spell.
It's an annoying as hell. And it's rank 60. That really is a pain in the balls.
So but yeah, but once the Mirage is up, once it's cast, the wizard can't cast another spell. So like they will end it. It ends if they try for another spell.
But it probably had the benefit of that.
Yes,
that turn.
I'm just saying. But like,
and if it's still benefits you,
it's a lovely spell.
Just keep it up.
Sunstrike, 5 up to cast, range 30. Is your straight line spell for 3 attacks, which is common across
the
lot of
fireball?
Yeah.
No, so you get armor saves on this.
You do, because it's a straight line.
Fireball, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have Curse of the Djinn, which can be, it's 6 plus, but can be 5 if you've got the wizard mounted with it. And can cast this spell on enemy unit that adds plus 1 to dice. The unit must reroll with successful armor saves.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah.
It's a 6 up though.
It could be 5 if you're doing.
If you're doing it with the Djinn.
Yeah. But rerolling successful armor saves is pretty good.
Against shooting?
Yes, definitely. You mean a way to push your shooting attacks like through to get casualties. And that is a quick overcap of the Araby army. Right? So they're not massive changes from Revolution, aside from their light cavalry being a thing in existence.
So light cavalry exist.
Yeah.
The guards got slightly cheaper.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the elephant
attacked.
It's got another attack.
Got another,
or it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But
it's not cheaper. It's got another attack.
It's got another attack. Then. That's what it is. But I'm not sure that's made its way into. Oh, it has. Mm-hmm. See, it's in the. Look at this. So it's in the, what's his name, Dave's?
War Master Army Selector, yeah.
It's in the
Elephant Monster Amount, plus 2 attack instead of plus 1. See. There you go.
So you'll have to wait until I reprint these books and give them out.
Yeah,
GT.
It's okay. It's a minor, so, I have written an army list. Have you written an army list?
Of course so.
Shall I go through my army list first?
If you like.
So, okay, I have gone for this. I've gone for 4 spearmen and 4 bowmen as the core troops that you need to have. I haven't gone for any more because this Araby army does not have any artillery, so it can't benefit along with missile troops. I've gone for 2 units of guards, and one of them has a Sword of Fate for 5 points.
Of course he does. Defend the boss!
So then I have 1 unit of knights, 2 units of desert riders, 2 units of camel riders, 2 magic carpets, and 2 elephants. So I've gone big on them. I've gone for a general, then a hero mounted on an elephant with a sword of might, then a wizard with a djinn mounted on a djinn, we'll say, and a sword of cleaving. So, that's what I've got.
Break of 10.
So the way I would play the army is that the spearmen and the bowmen will either be together with themselves or like mixed of troop types, depending on what I'm playing against. But they're mostly to not die. Yeah, to find somewhere to defend it and just
hide
in woods. Because I can't make them any better. There's nothing. Yeah, so their job, they have to be there.
The biggest problem with Empire is their infantry.
Yeah, it's their infantry.
And this is Empire infantry. So this is the weak link.
I don't want to lose these 8 units and have 2 breakpoint left, basically. Now, my 2 guards units, they'll operate on them by themselves.
Right.
And they're the best thing I've got for digging out of somebody out of defended terrain. So they'll be brigaded in 2 lines, with the one with the Sword of Fate in the front. Yeah, he did get that because it was the points left over.
Okay.
Yeah, and that their job is to tackle anything in a defended position that I need to attack.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I think they're quite underwhelming at that job.
Yeah, well, that's the best I've got. I've got a unit of knights because sometimes 4 plus armour is what you'll need. Basically, I've gone for a toolbox approach with this list. The 2 desert riders, so they're my light cavalry. I'll either break them off as 1 unit either side. Of the battlefield to be work as light cavalry to work then around the back of the enemy army and look for a potential rear charge because they still have 3 attacks. Or they'll be put together and they'll go heavy on one side. The camel riders, because they don't have the range for distance, they've got their long bows, long range. They don't need to be near characters, and they'll just be sent out on a limb, operating by themselves. And the elephants are the rock stars. They'll be the heavy in the centre, and they will try to crush if I could have given them magic items, I'd have taken 1 unit and given them a standard of shielding.
Well, that's the reason you're not allowed. They're already brutal.
Because they're already brutal. But that is, so I've gone heavy for elephants. So I've got 2 combat characters. The elephant character can't go with cavalry, but he could go with the guards, if he needed to, or he could go with the elephants. You know, and the wizard is also a combat character, and he's more likely to go because he's got the extra shooting attacks, and his spell can and his benefit spell rerolls of successful armor saves.
Yep.
He'll probably spend his time hanging out with either the desert riders or camel riders, where I'm getting some shots down. I need some more shots.
I think Jeff always puts him with the magic carpets and goes like full on bunker mode.
Or he can go with the magic carpets. That is another way to play it. Yeah,
I've seen Jeff do it. Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely it. Gets you know, that is definitely the army I would play with Araby. What have you come up with, Barry?
So my list is, it's got some similarities to yours, obviously, because it kind of lends itself to being written a certain same way, and your break is 10.
Yeah.
So 4 spearmen, 4 bowmen, because you have to take them and you don't want any more, because they're not that good. But then that's the end of my infantry.
Okay. So
this is why I say...
I like it when we come up with different lists.
This list, because as good as your...
Yeah.
Mine
is very good. It's been well thought out.
And the fact that you've said I need a tool to get into terrain...
Yep.
I don't think they would.
They're not good enough. Yeah.
Because there's not enough of them and they're not that good.
Yeah, it's true.
And if you're trying to get into terrain, you're giving away, you don't get charge bonus, you're having to roll 5s.
No. Nope. They're not ogres, all right?
They're not ogres, they're not even dwarves.
Yeah.
So we've got 3 knights.
Okay.
I love my Kinnikadees. 1 desert rider, because they're just a bit different, aren't they?
Yeah, they are different, yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 camel riders to try and exploit the stuff that's unique.
Yep.
Because they can put out some... You can get them right behind your opponent.
Yeah, they get them shot for 3 units, 9 shots.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can get over 2 turns, 3 orders on them...
Yeah.
That's you're on the other side
of the table. You're on the other side of the table.
You're behind them.
Yeah, you're behind. You're behind the opponent's front line. Mm-hmm.
And they're no harder to order there than they are on your line.
No, it doesn't matter. You're like...
So, exploit it. Mm-hmm. 2 magic carpets... Which, mm-hmm. They have limited uses, these fuckers, though. They're not eagles.
No.
They're not pterodons.
No.
Mm-hmm. Pterodons are probably the best at this, but they do. They can take out things like artillery, which can surprise people.
Yeah. And they can often do it from a position where it's very hard to counter.
But again, these were much, much, much better.
Yeah.
In days before the free half order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you put them behind the artillery and they don't do enough, then the half order will turn everything around and they're gone.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Whereas before it was like, you can have the spell up and these are behind and then they need to get like a 6 just to turn around.
Yeah, and if they don't, you're going to do it again.
Yeah, so life got a bit harder for them. Mm-hmm. Which probably needed happening. 2 elephants because they're probably pound for pound the best unit in the game. 200 points, 21 attacks and terror. Fucking hell. You don't even have to commit a character, that's the thing. Because the normal list, to get a terror causer in, you have to put a character, that could be 80 points,
mm-hmm.
and a mount, that could be another 60, 70 points.
Yep.
That's 150 points.
Yeah.
On top of a unit.
Yeah, that.
So for me, to do the same as this, I've got to put in from Blaine Ogres, I've got to put in a unit of Rhinox, and I've got to put in a butcher with a bull.
Mounted. Yeah.
So that's like... 370 points to do exactly what these do for 200 points.
Yeah.
Fuck,
They're good. They are good.
So, I don't know if you could run a list of Araby without 2 elephants, and I don't know if you'd ever play Araby without 2 elephants.
You'd certainly use one, but they're the reason why you're playing Araby is to have used.
If you talk about the list, what are you playing Araby for?
Yeah.
There's nothing in this list that does anything, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, well, certainly not in the Revolutions world. So then you've got a general, a hero with a sword of fate, because I have 5 points left. 2 cheap-ass wizards with a scroll of dispelling, because I like to have a scroll just to keep undead under control, if nothing else. That gives a break of 10, so there's 19 units. One thing it does leave is minimal leadership, as always.
Well, I've also gone for minimal leadership. Yeah,
and that isn't like you at all.
Yeah, no, but... how would I play Araby? And it's because I've gone for 2 combat characters, like in my hero and wizard. I was tempted to put the general on the elephant.
Because one thing the new system has done is allowed even 45 point wizards can give some form of order each turn. It might not be what you want, but they can do something.
They can attempt it, and they can get something reacting.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, would that even allow them to do the camel riders?
They don't have any range for... Now, let's have a quick look at that. So,
that's interesting.
I'm still bound by the maximum command. No.
No. So, I've only got 2 people that can order camel riders, and one of them can order them quite poorly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a 7, isn't it?
Yeah.
But So it's quite a lot to order. And I would have my units of spearmen and bowmen getting as far away from the action as possible. Because they're so easy to take out, and they're like virtually my whole break off if you lose them.
Yeah, you do, I mean, they're not... Yeah, they're what you're forced to... In some lists, you know, like, I think you can definitely, like, in Empire lists, you know, you can definitely go for a build where you take more crossbowmen than is your minimum because you've got artillery and you plan on doing that.
And you're defensive.
Yeah, like, and you're defensive. But with Araby, they have nothing over range 30. They don't have artillery. They have nothing that is any penalty to armour. Yeah, like, so... They can fire these bows all day at, like, you know, at dwarves. And
well, you tend to just fire once and then you're gone, don't you?
Yeah, it won't achieve much because, like, my armour saved me. But, yeah, I don't see a reason to have more. You don't want your spearmen alongside guards because that negates their rule, their points they're paying for, you know, with their commanding. So I don't see a build with Araby that you would have beyond the minimum of bowmen and spearmen.
So then we'd have a brigade of three, Gnickadees.
Yep.
Doing what Gnickadees do, which is just for this. It's support the elephants.
It's for the elephants.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Normally they're my shock troops.
Exploit wherever the elephant, you know, where the elephants lead, the cavalry follow up.
Yeah, and then we got we'll put the desert rider with them because they're light cavalry now, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So they can be the thing that gets charged and run away.
Yes, exactly. They, you know, they'll take a round of combat, but that'll be it.
Camel riders are going on their own.
I really rate light cavalry now.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure in reality because I have this army. I'm not sure I have desert riders.
Okay.
I think I might have to find a unit. Oh, I think now they do have. Didn't ever have a point.
Well, once we've talked, once we've done these sample lists, we will chat about the models range which is quite good for Araby.
Well,
yeah.
The alternative.
Yeah, yeah, alternative range is massive.
Because I'm not sure when I built my original list, I gave Desert Riders more than a second glance because light cavalry wheel didn't exist.
Yeah.
I looked at them, what the fuck are these guys doing?
Yeah, what are they going to achieve? They wouldn't achieve anything that the Camel Riders couldn't achieve. But now they have a role.
Yeah, they definitely do have a role. One,
you'd be surprised because certainly, like, you could put, I mean, you haven't gone for the Wizard Mount of the Djinn, but if you did put it into, like, if you were willing to risk it, so. You have your unit of light cavalry, three attacks each, one shooting attack. You put the wizard in there, adds another two close combat attacks, or maybe three, because you've got a little sword, and another two shooting attacks. Enemy charges you, you've caused terror as well. You fire off your five shots.
Yeah.
He does a round of combat, affected by terror.
Yeah.
You know, fight back. You might even win the fight, or whatever damage he does, you'll have something. You will retreat back. Unless he's wiped you out, he won't be able... He can't finish you off. Yeah, and then you've held a charge, which allows you then to it's situational and it's risky in the sense that you're relying on the enemy not spiking and you losing the unit and the character, but there is a choice for it. There is
I'm going gung ho and so so more than one unit hitting you, but that, they now so I've got a GW one. I'm going to have to. And it's painted as well, which is bollocks. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to have to go back and try and find desert riders and get them painted.
Well, I mean, say, with range models, like, the Araby range that was done is a beautiful-looking range, of models, as in they really look good. Great on the table. You know, there's a guy in Stirling who plays Araby, and they look lovely.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, they're very expensive to buy originals because they're one of the later, maybe even the latest, last army to get
done. You're talking about, really
they are stupid money. You know, but if you can find another way, or alternative model manufacturers are massive because there's nothing in this list.
Magic Carpet's a bit.
They're the only thing that is pure fantasy. But you could, to be honest, you could probably have a go at creating something. Like, you don't need many of these. You only need, like, if you had two units, you only need six carpets. You get the kind of thing that you could probably even have a go at, like, green stuffing.
They're pretty good models as well, the GW ones.
Because
they did make good quality miniatures.
So, aside from... Or you use something else, as in to proxy in, to, like, stand in as magic carpets. You could do this range from a
historical
Pendragon or a Callisto, an historical range of models.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Because they're human. All human armies have that advantage.
So it was For me, it was hard to bracket these because I think they're better than Empire most of the time. Because Empire, I don't like the defensive style of Empire because they can be taken apart.
Yep.
If you lose your cannons with Empire, what are you doing? What are you doing with the infantry? You're not going to win any battles.
Sending your knights in, aren't you?
You've got your knights, yeah.
Okay.
Most of the toys they had aren't as strong now, so like your movement spell's not as strong with the unit knights as it used to be.
Nope.
It used to be devastating.
Used to be the thing, yeah.
So what toys you got? You got no flyers?
An Empire army is a naturally defensive army, isn't it? You know, maybe not as defensive as dwarves.
I mean, this isn't a defensive army.
No, this is not. You can't. You have nothing that's over range 30. You can't sit back. You won't achieve it.
The weakness is a bit like the Bretonnian's weakness, that all its strengths mean that going into scenery isn't what you want to do.
No. Yeah, I mean, with wood elves being a thing now, I'd like to see a wood elf army taking this.
That would be
quite miserable for the Arrowy player, I think. Oh dear.
Everything's short, Dave. We're all dead, Dave.
We're all dead. Oh, we got to my elephants as well.
Oh, they're confused, Dave.
Oh dear. Now they're killing my own stuff.
But that's certainly a really nice list.
Yes, Arabic. Lovely.
Nice spell list.
Yeah.
It's quite original.
Yeah.
Nice units.
Yeah.
Not too many units, not like 50 units. What have you got? 1, 2...
How many entries? 1, 2, 3, 7...
I think it's stock.
Eight.
Absolutely stock.
Eight units.
Yeah.
That's what you need. Eight.
I think that this was the golden age.
And what's really good about this list is there's nothing in there that now doesn't have a purpose. There was. Desert Riders didn't have a purpose. But they do have a purpose now. So it's eight units that... are all going to be featured on the table. All have a role.
Yeah, I think that's probably the weakest unit now is the guards.
Yeah. Some of the role is because you have to take them,
yeah.
But that's War Master.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't chosen to take guards. I did.
I just don't want you to
do that. Because I can see a potential role for them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think... That potential
always passing 10, might lead you to some interesting situations because they're like... Even though they're down to one stand or something like that, they're going to pass that order on a 10. And they've somehow left in a position where they can pull off a charge against someone.
Always a 10.
Always a 10. No negatives. You know, doesn't matter. You know?
Okay.
So,
it's like a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah,
one stand's going to run through your line.
Well, yeah, it might do. Like, literally, like, I've got one stand left. It can draw a bead to, I don't know, that screaming bell.
They won't do anything.
Here he goes. Pass that on a 10. Doesn't matter. No matter about your spell or your enemy near or your range or your casualties or anything, in comes my 335 unit. Mm-hmm. It could do. Like, I'd rather have it than not have it. But you've chosen not to have it. I'd rather have it.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. But you didn't go very heavy on the knights.
No, I only went one unit. Because...
But to be fair, the elephants do a lot.
Yeah, the elephants do a lot. Yeah, but as in my list, it's like... I can imagine that the elephants come forward, smash, then back off because they've smashed. And I managed to pull... And I managed to get the knights in a position to catch some of what's coming back at them. Or maybe they come back alongside the knights.
Maybe I should try it with less knights and a brigade of... Because if you've got to take them, might as well take a brigade of them. Of the fucking guards.
I've chosen two. You need at least two units for it to matter. I mean,
get them in combat, they might be able to do some work.
Might be able to. That is a potential other option. You know, is you've got four units of guards in column. I mean, they're 3-3-5 troops. It's a very nice profile. 3-3-5. Mm-hmm.
I think 70 points was just lunacy.
Oh, yeah, no, 10 points for that rule was too much. You know, it had to go down to the minimum cost. Because because it's not, you know, infantry act on initiative. It's the approach. So if the standard infantry attack is two orders. The approach order has become better, but it normally is quite good anyway. You know, like
to get within charge. The second order is the one.
Yeah, second order. And it doesn't help on the second order. Yeah, it's only the first.
And I guess, like you say, fringe would be so you don't use initiative and you order instead.
Yeah, but
then you might not move at all.
You might not move at all, and of course you have to roll with the general. There is always a risk that it's also because it has to be the general. It is tricky then when you boil down like order of activations, it's become skewed because you're like, oh, I need to do this as a general, but if I fail it with the general, that's my movement order. It's difficult. They don't, they're the thing. At times, I can't really risk, even though they've got the benefit, I can't risk the general shutting down before I need other things to work.
Yeah, so
or if they don't work, I need other things to happen. So if I'm choosing to order them.
But you can't order them, you have to order them last.
Yes, well, unless you play really balls deep.
Well, yeah, they have to be last, don't they? Because it's the last thing you order with the general. It has to be these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's difficult.
In my mind, that's what the camels are having. They're having that.
They're probably going to. No, you give the. Well, it depends how far. But that's what the hero orders.
What's a seven? Yeah. First order set. That's bad.
You need one or two orders to pass, and you'll be in a good position.
7-6. I'd rather take 8-7.
All right.
But anyway, yeah. So a lot of fun with this list.
Yeah.
Maybe I do it. Maybe I'll take them.
What to the War Master coming up the 11th?
Otherwise, I'll just go back to one of my default armies of high elves.
That's what you do.
Or lizard.
That's what you do.
I might take Vampacans. I do have a soft spot for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They lack a bit of punch as well. Their infantry's better than Tomb Kings, but it's still not enough. When you come against Chaos Warriors, you really fucking feel it. I know everybody feels it against Chaos Warriors.
Who doesn't? Yeah.
But it's like, fuck, these guys are not hard to deal with. It's like, they just smash you for two turns, back off, uninjured. Come on then.
Come on. Shut up. They're like the Night King, smiling in the dragon flame.
It's like, shit, they're hard to fucking deal with Chaos Warriors.
Well, everything is hard to deal with Chaos Warriors. I mean, the Vampire Counts build where you have two black coaches and they all come in at you at once. That's quite good. That's quite strong.
But you do have to have a lot of Grey Guard, because somebody's got to do some work.
Exactly. Yeah, Black Knight's Grey Guard. Right, cool. Anyway, so we've as a tier list, we're talking ourselves around to tier two here.
It's always tier two.
It's always tier two.
Yeah. Because it can't be tier one, because we've only got three tiers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's certainly not tier three.
Yeah, yeah.
But tier two is, you can't give them tier one just because of the elephants.
No, no, no.
Tier one and a half, they would be.
Yeah.
Have we got a tier one and a half on this so far?
We can say that.
No, of course we haven't. Mm-hmm. I think 1.5, even though that doesn't make any sense to have 1.5.
Yeah.
So tier 1.5, because if you're playing on an open field, those fucking elephants are horrific.
Money. When I played against Araby, the elephants they crushed Skaven.
Oh, Skaven was
so hard. So hard to crush Skaven. I'm just like, oh my god.
You just can't
do anything to them, and you're just like, it's just like, doesn't matter, you're getting crushed. Which is good, because elephants are like crushing mice, that's all funny. Right.
So we might have to retool this then, because if we're giving Araby
1.5.
Then I think dwarves are getting near the 1.5. Yeah. Chaos are getting near the 1.5. I mean, Bretonnian might be getting near the 1.5.
Yeah, yeah, so we can, well, it's our system, we can rechange it. Skaven are definitely, they're not 1.5.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Right, so the events are going along. The Euro GT, I posted it up on Facebook, and he's talking about hotels.
Yep.
Because our Czech insiders don't use the hotels that much.
Okay.
So, but I mean, it was cheap. I think I looked at three nights.
This hasn't gone live yet as an event, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, it has.
You can buy tickets. You have to buy them through PayPal.
Right. Oh, it has. But I thought I only saw a preview. Of
I just launched that.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So, mm-hmm. Maybe it was at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the hotel, I can't remember the name of it now, I'll post a link on the event.
Yeah.
I think it was fucking cheap. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like 120 quid for three nights, bed and breakfast, four star.
Yep, yep.
And you're like, that's a room for two.
That's nice. Yeah.
All right. Sounds mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. And the flights were about 40 quid each way.
40 quid?
The only problem is, I think we may end up having to pay for luggage. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. then you obviously, because you're going Ryanair, every time, as soon as you do anything breathe. Other than...
Pay me.
Fuck you, pay me.
Oxygen.
Fuck you, pay me.
It's more money, mate. More
you want to know which seat you're in?
More money, more power.
You want to take more than a carry bag on? Fuck you, pay me.
Pay me, yeah.
So it might be a bit more. It might get to like 150 maybe return.
Yeah, it's going to be well worth it.
It's your birthday.
Very nice.
I had a couple of sculptors get in touch.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
One of them we've talked about in this episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's official yet, but he's offered to make
prizes. Yeah, make prizes.
Stop prize.
Well, like trophies.
It's a goodie bag.
Yeah, it's a goodie bag. Oh, is it? Oh,
no, okay. So, it's a limited edition miniature. It's going to be a Dwarf Slayer.
Oh, cool.
Because there's no Dwarf Slayer character kicking around.
No.
So it's going to be a Dwarf Slayer character. I might keep some in reserve for future years, so maybe...
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
But everybody that turns up will get one of these lovely sculpted miniatures.
Yeah.
We're going to get a couple of dice. I might just do the dice myself because it doesn't appear we've got a logo kicking around in the Warmaster world.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just say something like Euro GT on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A couple of nice. And there'll be, you'll get a different coloured dice each year because people love fucking dice.
It's a collector's thing.
They do. So I'm hoping to be able to share the hotel and the air travel details when I book them. Although I've just discovered my passport's out of date. Oh, I've got a good run in.
Yeah, you've got a while. Yeah.
I'm going on holiday in the summer.
Good thing you spotted it now.
So, I don't know if I need my passport in date before I book, but...
We're probably ostracised from Europe, aren't we, by that point?
Well, maybe. We'll just need a visa.
Yeah.
Or something. So I'm going to share the hotel details and the air travel details, because we'll be travelling, I guess, Friday, come back Monday.
Yeah.
That's the best we can do. Then war. Then that's it for the Euro GT. You'll get some more details this week. 30 tickets only.
Yeah. I need to buy one.
You get a rule book and you get an army book that are hopefully going to ship to the venue.
Yes.
I don't want to ship take on the plane. That's a bit fucking dumb, isn't it?
No.
That'd be good. Right. So Warmaster Stirling.
Yeah.
Come in.
It's Skaven for me because I need to do well at an event with Skaven.
I need to,
and then I can move on.
Move on.
Yeah.
It's like an itch. A scratch.
Well, it's like
an itch.
It's like.
What if you never do well?
Well, I gotta keep trying, haven't I? Yeah, like
the Greenskins won an event. Won.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's why, like, I say good is in like I'll accept draws. Draws are fine. Draws ain't losses.
What's a good record? 2-1.
I'll decide at the time how painful that 2-1 was. But yeah, at the moment it's game for me.
Okay, good for you. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided yet. Maybe Araby, although I know what I'm like. I'm a fucking filthy.
I know. All bets are off until the morning. Until the morning for you.
I mean, last time I took two lists, two armies with me,
just to see what the competition was.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't won an event with high elves, so I could do that. But they're so fucking cheesy.
Yep. Easy mode. Beep.
Like, roll a 10. Yeah, another beep. 10. 10 and 9. 10 and 9 and 8. Yeah. Here we go.
Right, so Stirling. What are you chatting about that?
Stirling. So I was speaking to those fellas.
North of the wall.
North of the border. He's had a bit of bad luck. I think his dad died with the fella.
Okay. Right, okay. Mm.
But life goes on, unfortunately. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure I'm going to make that one, but I really kind of want to. But it's just so fucking far for one day.
No, I know, but it's
you crazies. Jammers and Jim are always fucking up.
But it's the event that it is.
I think Jim's kids have grown up, and Jammers doesn't have kids, so that helps.
Yeah, of course, and I don't mind the day before and the day after because they're like the time to myself.
Yeah, I'm aware. But the problem is, my wife would have to take a day off work to cover the Friday.
Yeah, it's a big deal for you. I understand if you don't go. I mean, I intend to go.
I looked at flights, but they were quite pricey. Yeah. I think it'd probably be a train job. But then we've got to go like lunchtime Friday, get back tea times Monday or Sunday.
Yeah,
it's only one day, isn't it?
My shifts are. Oh wait, I'll turn my. Yeah, my shifts are out for that, and I have the day off. Like, they're leaving for it off. So.
So and the Sunday off.
Yeah.
So we'll get back Sunday.
I booked those days off roster in the hope that I could attend it. I've already bought a ticket. And
on the train?
No, on the event.
Oh right.
Yeah, like and
we're
if
the train.
Yeah, if it ends up that I can't go, it's like that's fine. It's my donation to the event.
So I looked into buying a train. I think this is what put me off because it's still a little way away, isn't it? It's like
end of June. 29th is the date. So I finish a night shift on the 27th. So I have all the 27th and 28th off, And I'm not back at work again until, oh my God, the 4th of July.
That's pretty good.
So I'm well happy with date time for that.
So I was looking at the trains, and they only confirm whether a train's going to run 6 weeks before.
I know. This is the problem I had last
year. So I couldn't book.
Yeah,
you can't book. Because they said, this train's not confirmed. Yeah. When the fuck am I going to book a train that's not confirmed?
I had this whole problem last year. Like, no, they don't. Like, so they know trains will run, but they can't tell you.
No, because the engineering works and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's like, so I've got to wait till 6 weeks before the event to try and book a train because you can't tell me it's going to run.
Yep.
And the train ticket's non-transferable.
No.
So what am I supposed to do if I book a train you don't run it? Then where do I go?
I don't know. Cry me a river, mate.
how is this the system we have? How is this the world we live in that you can't even book a fucking train?
I had this problem like all last year with this,
Well, you at least get some discount off.
I get a discount off.
I think it's like it's not cheap. I mean, it's for some of our European people and like world listeners, you probably won't believe that this place is what... It's not that far. It's like Edinburgh. So it's like 4 hours on a train, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to get into London and whatever. Yeah. I think it's like 130 quid. Mm-hmm. And that's fucking cattle class. No transfers. You've got to be on that train, on that seat, or you fucking pay again.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's like £130 at the weekend.
I know.
It's like, fuck's sake.
You just see the difference in price compared to like the Monday.
Yeah, I'd make one a puke.
Yeah, but the difference in price is astonishing.
Like, but like, you go to some countries and it's like, I don't know, 20 quid for that journey, or 15 quid. And it's like 130 quid. And they say, oh, but we've got to save the world, you can't use your car, you bastards. Well, fucking hell, man. Throw me a bone. If it's cheaper for me to drive than get a fucking train, what kind of world are we living in?
I don't understand it, Barry, either. You're right. It's like, you know...
It makes no sense.
A train journey, in a sense, what's the point of the trains if the car is cheaper?
What's
the point of it?
I don't know.
Because it's more. Your car is inherently more convenient.
Of course it is. I've got to go all the way to London.
Exactly. I don't live at the train station.
The train station's like an hour away from here, the Euston or wherever you go from. Anyway, so fuck. So that was my only problem. I went to look at it to say, oh, I'll go talk to Joe about this, my wife. And it's like, I can't even book a fucking ticket yet.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Oh, silly bastards. Anyway, so we'll redo that. So they got 27 fucking people at their event. Have I mentioned this? 27
people. Yeah, we didn't mention it last time, so far.
That is...
They haven't updated that. It could be more.
Fair play to them. I want to go just to see that many people playing.
I want to see the armies. You see, I'm willing to for the army just to go look at all this.
I'm doing best painted at that one because they've already got another sponsor. It's fantastic. Yeah. You can take some pictures of the art. Maybe is Chris Orr going?
I don't know.
I don't think he is. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody will have to take some pictures.
Because that's the thing, it's 27 players with a lot of people we know not playing in it.
Jeez, man. These Northlings. They love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They love it. They've gone back, haven't they? Do you see that? People are getting so upset that John didn't say goodbye to Ghost. Do you see
that? Yeah, fuck that dog.
They're like telepathic. You just give him a nod. So go on, boy. Go on, back.
Come on, fuck off.
Time's up, mate.
Get on board.
You've done your work. I mean, how did Ghost survive that?
I don't know. He obviously came back with half the Dothraki.
They took him from...
Yeah, he only lost half an ear. Like, that's about right, isn't it? I think the casualties.
I mean, he's fierce.
Yeah.
But those undead. Joe was trying to explain why the characters, you kept seeing characters overwhelmed.
Yes.
Like Jon Snow, overwhelmed. Daenerys, overwhelmed. Brienne, overwhelmed. Sam on the floor, overwhelmed. They've not all got weapons. Yeah. Some of them are just trying to bite you.
Yeah.
So, okay, fair enough. They obviously don't watch Walking Dead.
They're pretty lethal.
They're pretty fucking gruesome, man. Oh, anyway, Game of Thrones. So, we're going to wrap it up now.
Yeah.
That was episode 116.
Yep.
Paul and Barry.
Thanks for listening.
Next week is the Warmaster field trip.
Yes.
I'm driving that one.
Yeah, it's your turn.
I don't think we're going the night before.
We're not. I can do, if you want to. I'm
sure you can do. Well, the other thing is, right, this is a bigger issue for me.
Yeah.
I can't do an event hungover. I tried on that London GT.
You can't.
Fuck,
you
I was rough on the Sunday.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I wanted to die.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm not a youngster anymore. I like the fact that Sterling, you play the event, go out on a Saturday night, and then travel home hungover.
Yeah.
I can travel hungover.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I can go the night before because I can't trust myself not to get pissed.
Well, it's up to you. I mean, I'm not at work, so I finish a night shift on the onto the 17th. It'll leave or so I am free the day before. Yeah, on the Friday. I've not got any work on the Friday, so I can go.
Yeah, but I mean, the only alternative would be go when Joe, because I can't get it to come back again and take another day off.
No.
So we'd have to go after work anyway, then we'd just be going there to go to sleep.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I can do that if you want.
It's not that far.
No, but I can do it if you want to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay, cool. We'll be driving. But of dawn's crack. Right, anyway, so that was episode 116, Paul and Barry.
Yep.
We'll see you in maybe a couple of weeks. Maybe next week.
Yep. Okay.
Would you like to know more?